It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and every so often, the internet comes out with a hot new trend that starts with one picture or one video, and before you know it, everybody's on board trying it themselves.
Yep. What are we at? We got something new?
Well, like, remember back when planking was a thing?
Oh, God, that was forever.
That was like the first big internet trend.
Yeah. Where you just laid flat in different weird places.
So random. Or what about the Harlem Shake?
Oh yeah.
That was big for a second.
Staying still again.
Yeah.
Don't move. That was a big trend back in the day.
And then a few years ago, the cool thing was bottle flipping.
Oh yeah. I still think I'm still impressed when it happens. I'm still like, wow.
You could be the most popular kid in seventh grade if you flip that bottle. But over the last couple weeks, we've actually done a few segments on Brooke's new favorite internet fad, sea shanties.
Oh, my God.
You were. I heard that playing from your computer.
Yep. It's the viral TikTok trend dating back some 600 years when folk songs were first sung by fishermen and whalers, pirates and merchants, pretty much anybody who earned their keep sailing the seven seas.
Yeah.
And so people are singing these old songs again now and then posting the videos online, of course getting hella likes, which is the only reason anybody does anything anymore.
That's why the fishermen did it.
That Wellerman tune is catchy, though.
And yeah, you know, I understand why Brooke likes these so much. Okay. All the songs are about heavy drinking, promiscuity, and men suffering in general. Things that you just love. But it's definitely a trend that I thought would die out after 48 hours.
No, sir.
It's going strong.
I'll admit I was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? And unfortunately, the trend has continued to the point where I'm still getting DMs from listeners begging me to write and sing a sea shanty for the song of the week.
Yes, you should. I've been telling you for weeks.
He doesn't have faith in the trend. He thinks it's not going to be viral by the time.
You have the facial hair to sing a sea shanty.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You were built for
it. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Throw him in the locker.
What's the play?
This is not why I'm bringing this up. The reason I bring it up is because there's been an update. And I guess this is news mainly for Brooke. And all the other sea shanty fans out there.
Give it to me.
What do you guys call yourselves? The
Chantels.
The Chantels? Chanteliers?
Are we mushrooms?
Yeah. Oops, I shant myself.
Anyways,
the guy who started the sea shanty trend on TikTok is a 26-year-old postal worker from Scotland named Nathan Evans.
Oh, and he's adorable.
Here's his original song, which got over 7.5 million views.
Once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Belly of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dip down and below my belly boys blow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. Mm-hmm. One day when the
So yeah, and soon people from all over the world started singing that and dubbing over each other.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It sounded like instead of just one person singing, there were dozens and dozens of people singing all together, kind of like this.
Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum.
Yeah, that's from like a video where there's like 12 or 15 people all singing it at the same time.
It comes all over my body.
So yeah.
Everything is hard right now.
Yeah. Everybody.
See, that's why I like it too.
Everybody and their grandmas doing sea shanties now.
Yeah.
And apparently the trend's become so big. At this point, Nathan has officially quit his day job to pursue a full-time career in music.
Hey.
Wow.
Get it, Nathan. I will buy your shanty EP.
In a recent interview, he was quoted as saying, "It all started getting extremely hectic a week after I posted the video. I was getting emails about doing interviews on TV and on radio, and it just wouldn't stop."
Oh, wow.
He says, "At first, all my friends thought it was cool, but now that it's been almost a month later, I realize I can't keep working my regular job."
It could have been you, Jeffrey.
This is
just not
sustainable.
Dude, I can't wait till he breaks out into the mainstream and he's doing duets with
We're gonna be playing.
Yeah, we're gonna play.
It's like, brr, skrr, and he comes up and he's like, "Soon will the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea."
Brooke just wants any excuse to sing this during the day.
Okay.
You guys have really big visions for where this is going, don't you?
Man. The sea is the limit.
Jeff, did you get it?
Well, at one point, Nathan received an offer to be hired onto a cruise ship.
Yes!
That's so
once the pandemic ended so that he could perform sea shanties for all the guests every single night.
That is appropriate. Yeah, I would go to see him. I'd pay.
Sadly enough, though, Nathan says he gets easily seasick.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
He can't even go on a ferry boat ride without getting nauseous.
All right. He's a terrible sailor.
Yeah, so that's out. But he can definitely sing about it. The former mail carrier says, though, he's hopeful the tides of destiny will steer him towards fame and fortune.
I see where that is.
Quote, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that's probably never going to come around again, and if nothing comes of it, then I can at least go back to being a postman.
Yeah.
Aww. There you go. Pursue what you love.
Then he's going to have, like, a slow song with Ed Sheeran.
Oh, him and Ed Sheeran are definitely going to have a duet.
Oh, here we go again.
Text into 78592. Aww. Since Brooke's son is into everything Titanic, should she hire Nathan to come sing at her son's next birthday party? She has the money. And you believe in his career, Brooke. You need to be the person that launches it.
We have gotten way ahead of ourselves on this.
Oh, now suddenly you don't believe.
I just like to sing along to the rum part, you know?
Okay. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.